a new anthology of poems, essays, and stories, explores issues surrounding fracking for oil and gas. It's called Fracture and includes the work of 50 writers from around the country. Poet Susan Truxell Sauter is one of them. I spoke with her from a studio at West Virginia Public Broadcasting about her piece in the book. Many of the writers in the book have a personal connection to fracking. It's on their land or in their communities. What's been your experience with fracking as a resident of West Virginia?
Oh, it's so emotional for me. It hasn't happened yet to us, but I feel like I am laying on a railroad track and it's going to happen and I'm going to lose everything. But we did see a little bit about what fracking was going to do to our farm. We have 128 acres in Preston County. When this whole thing about fracking came out, all of a sudden we were seeing these like blue tanker trucks and we'd hear this like gigantic, I was like, what is going on? And then they'd come up past our house. They were fracking wells vertically. We did not know that. It was just a frightening time. It was loud. We couldn't keep our windows open. So that's my very personal connection.
The title of your poem in the anthology is The Academy Awards of Expendable. It reads like an acceptance speech. What's the concept behind the poem?
I literally was watching the Academy Awards. You know, the work that comes out on films really does move me, but the whole award ceremony, the audience, etc., it was just hyperbolic, you know, the baubles on the arms and the dresses and the men with all, you know, just I just thought, what would an Academy Awards of West Virginia look like? There are three voices, and I start out by calling out the guilty all of us. We took too much, you know. And so that's the first voice. And the next voice, I have the MC tell everybody to drink up their Marcellus martinis. And then West Virginia comes to the podium, and she speaks. And I think, you know, West Virginians, I think we're very confused about what we are to be proud of. We've sacrificed so much. My farm has been strip mined already. Our waters have been polluted. Our tourism industry was destroyed in Preston County. The rivers are orange. And yet we're proud, but we're kind of confused about that. So that's where that last voice of West Virginia, kind of how she approaches her thanks to everyone.
Will you read that third section of the poem?
I sure will. I sure will here. I want to thank the titans of industry, my producers, the consumers, the stunning script, my stunned surface, the neighbors who sold out, the directors of Apocalypse. I share this award with all, including the vigilant E. Gordon Gee, bow-tied, tongue-tied board members who sat at the table of the largest mining disaster in recent history. And for you, the audience so adorned, let me thank fur-bearing animals for dying. The canaries, too, as our oxygen thins worldwide.
Can you explain briefly who E. Gordon Gee is?
Let's see, he has been president of quite a few universities. When he was president of Ohio State, he also was the head of the Safety, Health, and Policy Committee of Massey. He served 9 years on that committee during the time of the Big Branch mining disaster. And that is what West Virginia, you know, in her acceptance speech in my poem is referring to.
Throughout the poem and in the section that you just read, you do connect West Virginia's long history of coal mining to this current wave of fracking for natural gas. Just talk a little bit more about how you see the relationship between the two.
We have a script that we've done before. West Virginia knows how to do this. And they don't know how to do anything else. I don't think we know how to claim what is rightfully ours. A good, safe life that on land that we can go back to, that it will be there.
Who are some of the other people that are being thanked? You mentioned fur-bearing animals. Who are they?
I just pictured all these people in an audience, you know, as West Virginia speaking to this Academy Award group. Maybe they had mink stoles on. It's all of us. And I struggle with that. I mean, it's easy to proclaim care, you know, about it, but it's harder to put our care into action. But there are consequences if we don't. And I am so angry. And I think that poem has a lot of anger in it.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit of humor as well.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. I couldn't believe some of the stuff I was writing. I was like, oh my gosh. And yet I don't. We're all so sensitive here in West Virginia about ourselves, you know, and it's an uncomfortable position to be putting myself in to kind of be poking fun. But I think we have to.
How does poetry address complicated, controversial subjects like fracking differently than journalism or even other arts like documentary filmmaking?
I think with poetry, you're given more license for emotion and also for the reader to maybe experience more of their own selves in the poem. I've tried polemically, you know, sit down and write a piece. I actually went and visited a wellhead and 7,000 words ensued from a piece about it. It's like a concentrated punch, poetry is. It's a good summary. It's a good kick-in-the-pants summary of where we've been.
Susan Truxell-Sauder is a writer from West Virginia. You can read her entire poem, Academy Awards of Expendable, at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.